This is the Midwest Today Radio Edition. I'm Tim Bremel, and this is the show based on the contents of Midwest Today magazine. This week, we'll talk with some experts who study tornadoes. This spring of 2007, we've seen a higher-than-normal outbreak of tornadoes across the heartland, including the one that destroyed 95% of Greenburg, Kansas. There's still much to learn about these violent weather events, and today on the phone, we have Peggy Willenberg and Melanie Metz, also known as the Twister Sisters from Minnesota. They both have degrees in science and meteorology, and they've been busy this season taking avid weather watchers on chases to see tornadoes. Well, Peggy, let's start with you. How did you get started chasing storms?
Well, I was really started to be interested when I was just a small child. And as soon as I could drive a car, I started going out and looking at storms. So over the years, I've just learned that it's really exciting and really interesting. Studied meteorology and found myself out in a specially instrumented vehicle with my best friend looking at tornadoes.
Now, Melanie, you're the best friend. How do you guys know what's a good day to go tornado hunting?
Well, we actually do our own forecasting, as well as look at the Storm Prediction Center's forecast for severe weather. So basically, a couple days ahead of time, we just pick an area that looks like all the parameters in the atmosphere are coming together to produce tornadic weather in that certain area.
And then based on that information, what kind of an area do you cover? Are you willing to drive several states away, or how far does your tornado chasing gear go?
Well, we go everywhere the severe weather goes. We forecast for the whole of Tornado Alley, which pretty much extends from Texas to the Canadian border, depending on the season of the year. So we pretty much drive wherever we feel severe weather is going to be.
Tell us about some of the gadgets you've got.
We have a laptop computer, which is connected to the internet through a cell phone connection. And we also have an XM satellite connection.
So do you guys look like the gang in Twister, the movie, when you go out? Is that kind of what you look like?
Well, I hope we look a little better than that. But but yes, I mean, the idea of the vehicles driving along with equipment inside. We don't have anything on our roof except an antenna. I refuse to put an anemometer on my truck, but it did really capture the essence of chasers.
Now, Melanie, I know you and Peggy were recently on a National Geographic special on tornado chasers. You got some pretty incredible video, and actually there's some of that on your website too, which we'll talk about in a second, but how do you set up for taking pictures of the fury of a tornado when you're in the midst of all this chaos?
It is pretty chaotic and hectic, but we do have a dashboard mount for the video camera. So while we're driving, the video can be fairly steady on that dashboard mount, and then as soon as we pull over.
Well, you know, we've had a couple of close ones. The closest tornado we've encountered was about 25 yards away, and it was a small tornado, kind of the birth of a tornado on the road in front of us, which rapidly became large. But it, fortunately, it was moving the direction that we anticipated away, so we were fine with that. I think our scariest experience was last summer when we were following a large tornado in Nebraska that turned out to be the largest tornado ever recorded in size, and we came upon a wrecked house, and we were the only ones there, so we had to kind of get involved in the rescue of the people in the house. Now, that was a scary experience.
Well, I'm sure that there are literally hundreds of tales, and...
The website, we have twistersisters.com, and on twistersisters.com, you can check out many of our chase logs and photographs and some video from the past few years, and as well as some severe weather links to learn more about severe weather and to learn how to forecast and look at different models and things.
Now, I also see a link on twistersisters.com where you give those adventurous people a chance to really get up close and personal with a tornado.
Well, that's what we try to do, because it does take a lot of time to learn how to do this and how to forecast, and also it takes some time and money to equip a vehicle like we have. So a lot of people, as you said, want to have that once-in-a-lifetime experience, and we hope that by coming along with us on one of our tours, we can provide that.
Okay, so check it out at www.twistersisters.com.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very interesting and very exciting. Well, while you're cruising the web looking at the twistersisters.com, be sure to stop off at midtod.com. That's www.midtod.com. If you haven't visited in a while, you'll find a lot of new content, and of course, you can subscribe to Midwest Today right there on our website. Thanks for joining us this week, and be sure to tune in again next week right here. I'm Tim Bremel for the Midwest Today Radio Edition.